You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Airfares, which have been soaring recently, especially since May 3rd, when Go First suspended operations, seem to be showing signs of moderation, with the Civil Aviation Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya asking airlines earlier this week to devise a mechanism to control the same. Following Sindhya's meeting with the airlines on Monday, the fares seem to be moderating. For instance, average one-way fares on the Delhi-Mumbai, Delhi-Srinagar and Delhi-Leh routes were lower on June 7th compared to June 6th. The average one-way fare between Delhi-Mumbai at ₹18,810 on June 7th was 15% lower than ₹22,094 on June 6th. Similarly, the average fare on the Delhi-Srinagar route on June 7th was 7% lower at ₹13,203 than ₹14,155 on June 6th. On Delhi-Leh route, average fare on June 7th was ₹11,112, which was 8.4% lower than ₹12,128 on June 6th. Moving on, Future Group firm Future Retail, which is undergoing insolvency proceedings, has received claims totaling ₹21,555 crore from 35 creditors, including Bank of New York Mellon and Union Bank of India. Of the total, about ₹19,404 crore has been admitted, while claims worth ₹2,151 crore have been rejected. The other creditors who have raised claims include Bank of Baroda, Central Bank of India, Bank of India, Punjab National Bank, Indian Bank, State Bank of India, Cent Bank Financial Services, and Axis Trustee Services, among others. Bank of New York Mellon has the highest voting share of 21.18% in FRL's Committee of Creditors, followed by Union Bank of India at 9.17% and Bank of Baroda at 8.95%, according to a regulatory update by its resolution professional. The claims were as of October 18, 2022 and verified as on May 12, 2023. It is subject to further verification and updation by the resolution professional, it added. Ayurvedic products company Patanjali, which had ceded ground in toothpaste to Dabur and Colgate over the last few years, is now looking to claw its way back. Launching both an aggressive marketing and distribution campaign, industry sources have told FE. Advertisements claiming that Patanjali's toothpaste, Dantkanti, is the true paste or toothpaste are visible on national television these days, reminding customers that regular toothpastes are full of chemicals while Patanjali's product has the goodness of natural ingredients. The marketing blitz is reminiscent of the effort the company, whose face is yoga guru Baba Ramdev, had put in around 5 to 6 years ago to disrupt the toothpaste market led by Colgate. This initiative comes even as on the ground. Patanjali is pushing its distribution reach from around 1 million outlets now to about 1.5 million outlets and then to 2 million outlets in phases, according to persons in the know. In other news, the India Meteorological Department on Wednesday said that conditions are becoming favourable for monsoon onset over Kerala during next 48 hours. The Met Department said that the latest meteorological features associated with monsoon onset over Kerala show that there is a persistence of westerly winds over South Arabian Sea, increase in the depth of westerly winds up to middle tropospheric levels, an increase of cloudiness over areas covering Southeast Arabian Sea, Lakshadweep and Kerala coasts. After missing its earlier forecast of the southwest monsoon onset over Kerala coast on Sunday, the weather department has refrained from providing a definite forecast of the start of the seasonal rains, which account for 75% of the country's annual rainfall. The private weather forecaster SkyMet had predicted the onset to be around June 9. Now some corporate news. The Tata Group has retained its title of India's most valuable brand at $26.4 billion in 2023, growing at 10.3% over last year, said brand valuation firm Brand Finance in its latest ranking of the country's leading brands. This is the first time that an Indian brand has breached the brand value mark of $25 billion to feature in the top 100 of the Brand Finance Global 500 2023 list, an annual ranking of the world's top 500 most valuable brands, the UK-based brand valuation firm said. Amid the post-pandemic landscape and the ongoing geopolitical uncertainties, India's top 100 most valuable brands collectively exhibited growth, with their total value approaching $2 trillion since the last valuation on January 1, 2022, Brand Finance said. And lastly, news from share market. The SGX Nifty recorded a marginal gain of 0.07% during Thursday's trading session with a value of 18,824.5, indicating a flat opening for the domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex. The equity indices are moving towards all-time highs as Nifty 50 closed yesterday at 18,726, higher by 127 points, and Sensex concluded the day at 63,142.96, jumping 0.56%. Wipro, banking shares, NHPC, Tech Mahindra, Bajaj Finance, Aether Industries, Tata Elxsi stocks to watch today. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.